理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 2 A Young Man of Proud Manners. Mr. Bingley returned Mr. Bennet's visit after a few days. They sat together about 10 minutes in the library. Mr. Bingley had hoped to see the daughters. He had heard that they were very beautiful. However, he was only able to see the father. Mr. Bennet would not tell his daughters about the young man. But they had information from Elizabeth's friend, Charlotte Lucas. Charlotte said that Mr. Bingley was very handsome and he had a very nice personality. Most importantly, he was planning to go to the next dance in Meryton. The girls all looked forward to the dance, for dancing was often a sure step towards falling in love. On the night of the dance, Mr. Bingley came with his single sister, Caroline, his married sister, Mrs. Hurst, and another young man. Charles Bingley was indeed very good-looking and had easy, friendly manners. Everyone was interested in his friend, Mr. Darcy. He was a fine, tall man. His face was handsome, and he seemed very noble. There was a rumor that he owned a large piece of land at Pemberley in Derbyshire. Later, everyone discovered that he was proud, rude, and thought that other people were not as good as him. Mr. Bingley, on the other hand, was lively and not shy. He danced every dance and seemed disappointed when it was time for the dance to finish. What a difference with his friend! Mr. Darcy only danced once with Mr. Bingley's sister. He didn't even ask to be introduced to any other lady. At the dance, it was decided that he was the proudest, most disagreeable man in the world. During the dance, Elizabeth had been to sit down for 2 dances. Mr. Darcy had been standing near her, and she was able to listen to a conversation between him and Mr. Bingley.
"Come on, Darcy,"
he said.
"Don't stand here by yourself. Wouldn't it be better if you were to dance some more? Your sisters are dancing with other partners, and you are dancing with the only beautiful girl in the room,"
said Mr. Darcy, looking across at Jane.
"Oh, she is most beautiful. But one of her sisters is sitting behind you, and she is also very pretty. Let me ask Jane to introduce you."
Darcy turned around and looked at Elizabeth until Elizabeth turned to look at him. Catching her eye, he stopped and coldly said,
"She is not pretty enough for me to dance with her."
Mr. Darcy walked off, leaving Elizabeth feeling hurt. She certainly had no friendly feelings for him. Mrs. Bennet, who had also heard Mr. Darcy's remark, was very angry. Still, the whole evening passed very pleasantly enough for the rest of the family. Mrs. Bennet was happy because her eldest daughter Jane was much admired by the Netherfield party. Mary had heard herself mentioned as the most educated girl in the neighborhood, and Kitty and Lydia were always dancing with partners through the evening. Because of this, they returned home to Longbourn in good and happy spirits. "Oh, my dear Mr. Bennet," cried his wife as she entered the room. "What a delightful evening! Jane was so admired. Mr. Bingley said she was quite beautiful. She was the only lady in the room that he danced with twice." Mrs. Bennet then told him about how rude, proud, and hurtful Mr. Darcy had been. "I wish you had been there to give him a piece of your mind." It was easy during the next few weeks for Elizabeth to know that Mr. Charles Bingley was becoming very fond of Jane. Jane, for her part, returned his warm feelings. Because she was busy watching Mr. Bingley pay attention to her sister, Elizabeth was too busy to guess that she was receiving the attention of Mr. Darcy. Though he had looked at her without any feeling at the dance, he began to notice the beautiful expression of her dark eyes. They made her face seem uncommonly intelligent. He was also forced to admit that her figure was both light and attractive. Her easy and playful manner was also attractive. But Elizabeth remained unaware. One night, Sir William Lucas had a large party at his house. Mr. Darcy was standing near Elizabeth when Sir William came near.
"What a pleasant thing dancing is for young people,"
said Sir William.
"One must know how to dance in order to be part of high-standing society." "True,"
replied Mr. Darcy.
"But dancing is also fashionable in other kinds of societies in the world. Even uneducated people can dance."
Sir William only smiled at Mr. Darcy's cold remark. At that moment, Elizabeth turned around, and he called to her.
"My dear Miss Elizabeth, why is it you are not dancing? Mr. Darcy, please allow me to introduce this young lady to you as a very pretty and delightful dancing partner."
Taking her hand, he would have given it to Mr. Darcy, but Elizabeth suddenly stepped back. "Indeed, sir, you must not believe that I am standing here to look for a partner. In fact, I do not want to dance." Then Mr. Darcy tried very hard to ask her to dance, but Elizabeth would not agree and turned away. Mr. Darcy was still looking at her when she turned away. Suddenly he found Bingley's sister, Miss Caroline Bingley, beside him. "I'm sure you are thinking how boring it would be if you had to spend all your evenings with these country people."
"Actually, you are quite wrong. I was just thinking about how pleasurable it is to see such fine eyes in the face of a pretty woman."
"Oh," said Miss Bingley, surprised. "And which lady has given you such an idea?"
"Miss Elizabeth Bennet."
"How long has she been such a favorite of yours? This is quite unexpected. When can I wish you happiness together?"
"Sometimes your imagination is too quick,"
replied Darcy coldly.
"It jumps from high to low, from love to marriage in a single moment."
"Well, you will have a horrible mother-in-law indeed. She will be perfect for you indeed," said Miss Bingley hatefully. He paid no attention to her, but continued to look at Elizabeth across the room.